Welcome to Sophia, mum-to-be with her audio blog.
Good evening, folks. This is just a quick podcast as to the best way that you can practice your baby tasks before your little one is due. From various friends and people, such as health professionals, particularly the nurse who comes and sees me, she suggested that I get a doll from which I can practice putting on a baby grow and practicing changing its bum as if it was a real baby. Now, unfortunately, I got quite complacent because my view was that when the baby girl was born, I could just pick it up like that. But it transpires otherwise, and that you'll have to get practice in, particularly if you're a blind or visually impaired parent. So we researched around for simulator babies, first of all. Them are the life-size dolls that make a crying sound and potentially act like a real baby. Like, they do different sounds of cries for different things that they may need, i.e. changing, winding, feeding, or cuddles, and you're meant to fulfill these tasks. If somehow you don't do these tasks within a set period of time, I think it's 2 minutes on the actual doll, then it shuts off. It's got a built-in computer inside the life-size doll, and if you don't do what it asks within a set period, 2 minutes, then it shuts off and you can't use it again. However, when we researched these life-sized simulator babies, we found that they cost £35 to rent overnight, and that was just overnight. So we thought this was a bit too expensive, rather out of our price range, really. So Mum got me a pretend doll, and we have been practicing putting on baby grows and putting on nappies. At first, I found the baby grow to be really, really tedious because there are so many buttons and it can be very, very confusing. Even my sister-in-law actually said that even from a sighted person's perspective, it's very, very hard. So she was quite impressed that I could at least practice it and have a good go at it even when I'm blind. But I persevere with it and it's gradually paying off. If you do find it very, very hard to do, you can also order Winciette nightdresses online that you can put onto the baby, and it fits directly onto the baby just like a nightdress, and it fits just below the feet area, and if you wish you can tuck the Winciette material just over the feet and do it that way if it's easier. Get your mother or a trusted family member or friend to help you if you're having difficulties, because having practiced this, I do now realise that it is essential for you to practice dressing and changing either a simulator baby or a pretend doll before you have your baby, because at least then you'll have some knowledge. When you're changing a baby, for example, you gently lift the legs up by putting your fingers just in the middle of and between each leg, if that makes sense, and gently pull the legs up all the while supporting the head. Now, people suggest putting the baby on the floor, with you sitting on the floor first, and then putting the baby onto your lap and changing the baby that way. But for me, I actually find it better if you're sitting on the sofa and put the baby on your lap this way, all the while supporting its head and neck. So you gently lift the legs up all the while, supporting its head, and to put a fresh nappy on, you search for the tags. You'll find two tags, and then these go onto the back of the doll. Making sure that the rest of the nappy is smoothed over onto its crutch and just onto its bum, and make sure it's even and nicely spread. Make sure you have a tight hold of the back end of the tags and of the side, and fasten each one quite tight. Well, if that's a rather lame explanation, then that's the best I can do, because I'm trying to do it like from tactile memory, if that makes sense. Anyway, get your friends or a trusted family member, i.e. your mother or an auntie, to help you. Excuse me, or an auntie to help you, and I'm sure that with practice you'll be very, very good at changing your baby's bum in time and putting clothes on your baby. So I hope that helps, and I'll do another podcast soon. Bye-bye for now.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.